Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, send it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. I do want to encourage you to check out my store, store.greatdetectives.net. In there, you can pick up my ebooks, All I Needed to Know I Learned from Columbo, All I Needed to Know I Learned from Dragnet, and my first novel, Slime Incorporated. Head on over to store.greatdetectives.net. Well, now it's time for today's episode of Blost and Blackie. The original air date, July the 9th of 1945, and the title is The Worthington Pearls.
All right, Inspector Faraday, you wanted me here in headquarters for questioning. Here I am, and I know some wonderful answers.
Well, Blackie, they better be good.
Well, first you answer one question for me. Why am I here?
The Worthington pearls have been stolen. That's why you're here.
Faraday, really, I'm disappointed in you. Your reason is the same old stuff.
I don't say you stole the pearls. I'm just not taking any chances. I'm rounding up every suspect in town.
Oh. Well, in that case, I'm glad you didn't slight me.
Well, I'm giving you a good going over. I got men searching your apartment now, and I'm going to have you search, too.
Promise you won't tickle?
Now, look, be a nice boy, will you, and behave yourself. Take off your coat.
A whistle of waltz. I take off things better that way.
Hold it.
My coat?
You know what I mean. Hello?
Inspector, there's a telephone call for Blackie. Can he take it?
I suppose so. I'll put him on. Here, Blackie, it's for you. Make it snappy.
It's probably Mary Wesley wanting to know what case I'm solving for you now.
You never did anything for me but make trouble.
Quiet, Faraday. I don't want Mary to know that I'm on speaking terms with you. Hello.
Here's your call, Blackie.
Thanks.
Hello, Blackie?
Yeah?
Blackie, it's Shorty.
Well?
Hey, look, Porsa, I stopped up at your place again today and the joint's full of cops.
I know, but I was going to have the place repainted anyhow. Hey, what do you want?
Look, boss, what's up? What did I got you in the job for?
There's nothing to worry about, Shorty. Faraday's after the Worthington pearls, that's all.
What did you say?
And this will give you a laugh. He's going to search me for the pearls right now.
Hey, Blackie, you got your raincoat, will you?
Of course I have. It's raining out, isn't it? Why do you ask?
Why? Because if you look in the left-hand pocket of your raincoat, you'll find the Worthington pearls there. That's why.
Now, Richard Calmer's Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friends.
I'm trying to be patient.
What are you so happy about, Blackie?
Well, I'm glad to see you do something to earn your salary. You're actually making a job out of searching my clothes.
Well, stop looking so smart, wise guy. I never said you had the pearls.
But you're searching me for them. Oh, don't forget the trouser linings there.
I don't need any help from you.
Since when?
All right, genius. Put your clothes back on.
What? No valet service?
Come on, come on. Here's your coat.
Help me on with it, will you, Faraday? And don't look so unhappy. I could have told you in the beginning you wouldn't find the Worthington pearls on me.
I'm not through yet. You brought a raincoat with you. Where is it?
I brought a raincoat? What makes you think so?
I saw you, that's what. There it is on the chair. So I hope I don't find the pearls in this coat. I don't want you around here giving our jail a bad name.
I'll be glad to help you find them.
I said I didn't need your help. Uh-huh. What's this? In the right-hand pocket of the raincoat?
My wristwatch. I was taking it to the jeweler's to have it fixed. Open the box. You'll see.
Yeah, just a watch.
Take a good look at it, Faraday. I've always said you didn't know what time it was.
Well, it's time I convinced you. You're not so smart, Blackie. I know that.
Hurry up and finish searching my raincoat, will you?
Nothing in the lining?
No.
Or in the collar?
No.
Uh-huh. The left-hand pocket, huh?
What's in it, Faraday?
There's nothing in it. Take this moth-eaten raincoat and get out of here.
Thanks.
What are you turning up the collar for?
To keep the rain off my neck, and you to match.
Hey,
Thanks for the lift, George. I'll take you up on something, too, someday.
Yeah, on my day off.
Oh, hiya, Blackie. Got here as soon as I could. Did just like you told me on the phone.
That's fine, Shorty.
I sort of got here too soon. I couldn't get any apartment.
Look, Short, when you have some fast explaining to do, how did those stolen pearls turn up in my raincoat pocket?
Oh, gee, boss, they were there, huh?
Well, you ought to know. You told me.
Oh, I hate to hear the answer to this one, boss. What did Inspector Faraday say when he found them?
He didn't find them.
That's what I... Huh? He didn't find them?
No. Now, tell me how I happened to have them in the first place.
Well, you see, it all goes back to before the first place, boss. You remember the morning when it was raining and I borrowed your raincoat?
Yes.
Well, I didn't want to get your raincoat too wet, so I ducked in at Thatcher's Rendezvous. And who should shoulder up beside me but Duke Butcher?
I don't like that.
Oh, no, boss. I like that. Because Duke Butcher ain't looking for me.
Then I like that.
No, boss. I don't like that. Because when I get outside and put my hand in your raincoat pocket, what comes up but the widened and pearls, which is unloaded on me by Duke Butcher.
Well, do you like that or don't you?
Well, I don't like it, boss, because you ain't there, and when I get back, so I can tell you that you got the pearls in your pocket. But I do like it that Inspector Faraday didn't find them.
Well, he hasn't found them yet.
You like that, huh?
I don't like it, Shorty, because until Faraday finds them, Duke Butcher is going to think that you have them. And let's not worry about it. Let's do something about it.
Yeah, it's a good idea, boss, because Duke is sure going to come around to me asking for them pearls.
Well, let's go into the apartment. Maybe we can get an idea.
Okay. Well, we better work fast, too, boss.
Why?
Well, Duke is looking to get the pearls from me. Whiny Scanlon's looking to get the pearls from Duke, and the cops is looking to get them from everybody.
Maybe I'll be looking for them myself before we're through.
Boss, don't you know where they are?
All right, both of you, my great.
Blackie, it's Duke.
Hello, Duke.
There we are, Blackie. I don't mind the sight of blood if it's somebody else's.
Boss, don't fool with Duke. He ain't very sociable.
Well, if he were, Shorty, he'd know it's not polite to point at his host, especially with a gun.
Right now, I'm playing host.
Bad casting. What do you want?
Shorty hasn't told you, huh?
Oh, the pearls.
Yeah, the pearls. Okay, Shorty.
Just a minute, Duke. Shorty doesn't have the pearls.
How do you know?
He gave them for me.
For safekeeping, huh? So you could hand them back to me. All right, let's have them.
Sorry, I don't have them either.
Quit stalling.
I'm not stalling, Duke. I just don't have the pearls.
I got ways of finding out about that. Don't get too close to me, Blackie. I know your tricks. Come on, take off your clothes.
Oh, not that again.
Come on, toss over your coat, but gently.
All right.
Stand right where you are. Toss your coat over to me. Easy now.
Okay.
And it's going to be just too bad for both of you guys if I don't find the pearls.
All right, Duke. Here's my coat. Catch it.
Hey, I said... Hey, what's that, boss? You could hit him right in the face.
All right, away from me. Drop that gun.
Stop it. You're breaking my arm. Stop it.
Let go of that gun.
Wait, all right.
Pick up his gun, Shorty, and keep it out of his reach.
I got it, boy. I don't need a gun to take care of you, Blackie.
No? What'll you bet?
Hey, you want me to hit him with something, boss?
No. Okay, thanks, Shorty. I can handle him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, Blackie. Nothing in this room could have hit him any harder than that last punch he was.
He ought to be out for a little while.
Yeah. Well, what are we doing?
That depends on how friendly he is after he wakes up. Uh-oh.
Hey, Chief, boss, I wonder who that is.
We might try answering it to find out.
Well, what'd he say?
I say, who's there?
It's Faraday.
Faraday? Wow.
You can say that again.
I'm too scared. We got Duke in here. I'm cold.
Just a minute, Faraday. I'll be right with you.
Hurry up. I don't have all day.
Listen, Shorty. While Duke's still unconscious, tie him up and gag him.
Yeah?
And then run over to the garage and get the car.
Okay, boss, but... What are you going to do with Faraday?
I'll keep him outside in the hall. Or better still, I'll take him downstairs to the restaurant.
Okay.
I'll meet you back here in half an hour.
Okay, boss. You leave everything to me. I can handle it.
Shh.
Oh, sure.
Well, it's about time, Blackie.
You don't want to come into an untidy apartment, Inspector.
Hey, who are you shoving?
You.
Listen, I want to talk to you inside.
I want to listen to you outside.
What are you hiding in there?
Six stolen elephants and a giraffe, and we can't open the windows or the pigeons will fly out. Now, be a nice boy, will you, and come back some other time, Faraday, please.
Now, listen, Blackie. You be square with me, I'll be square with you.
But you have a head start at being square, and I do mean head.
Now, look, Blackie, I came up here to...
All right, Faraday, all right, I'm sorry.
Well, then be sorry enough to tell me what you know about the Worthington pearls.
I didn't steal them. I don't have them, period.
But you know something about them?
Question mark?
All right, question mark. You know something about them?
That's better. Yes, I do. Come on down to the restaurant, and I'll try to forget it's impolite to eat and talk at the same time.
For 1/2 hour, you talked down in that restaurant, Blackie. I still don't know what you said.
That's because you weren't listening, Faraday.
It's because you gave me double talk. Look, now come on out with it, or I go into your apartment and stay till you do.
I told you all I know.
But you told me nothing.
Then I've told you all you know, too.
Okay, then. I'm coming into your apartment, and I'm staying.
Don't think you're not welcome, Inspector, because you're not.
This gets me a lot of places I'm not welcome.
Oh, Faraday, put that gun away, please. You'll hurt yourself.
Come on. Come on, let's go inside.
All right. But one of us is going to be awfully sorry.
I don't doubt it. Open up.
After you.
You first.
Faraday, one of these days I'm really going to be mixed up in something, and you're going to be so stunned from the shock that you'll let me get away with it.
You're lucky you're not already in... Well, Blackie.
Now what the... Wow.
You could have been an actor, Blackie. You actually look surprised. What's Duke Butcher doing lying on the floor over there with a knife in his chest?
I don't know, and I'm sure he's too dead to tell us, Inspector.
All right, Blackie. No wonder you didn't want me in here. I'm taking you down to headquarters.
Listen,
let's go.
Faraday, listen. Duke is the reason I didn't want you to come in here, but when I left, he was just knocked out, unconscious.
Blackie, I'm not listening, which shows you how smart I'm getting.
Look, Shorty was going to tie Duke up while I took you downstairs. And then we were going to dump him with his pals, but very much alive.
He isn't tied up now, and he isn't alive. He's dead. You're going down to headquarters.
All right, Inspector. But let me get my head...
Oh, no, you don't. This time, no tricks.
Why, Inspector?
This is one time you're not going to blow anything in my face, pull any rugs out from under me, throw anything at me, or make any telephone calls, or anything else.
Well,
you're not going to get away from me this time, Blackie. I've got you right where I want you, for murder. Well, they say murder will out. And believe me, now that it is out, you're in.
Now back to Boston Blackie. Duke Butcher stole the Worthington pearls and was forced to unload them into Boston Blackie's raincoat. Later, Blackie, while wearing his raincoat, was searched by Police Inspector Faraday. But Blackie had been warned that the pearls were in his pocket, and Faraday mysteriously failed to find the stolen goods. Still later, Duke Butcher came to Blackie's apartment, demanding the pearls from Shorty. There was a fight, and Butcher was knocked out. Faraday arrived, but Blackie took him downstairs to give Shorty a chance to get rid of Butcher. A half hour later, Faraday and Blackie returned and find Duke Butcher still in Blackie's apartment, but murdered. As we continue our story, Faraday prepares to take Blackie down to headquarters.
All right, Blackie. Come on, let's go.
Won't you at least let me get my raincoat, Faraday?
I said no tricks this time.
Well, then you get my raincoat for me. What do you say?
I say ha-ha, so you'll get a little wet. Come on. I've got a gun on you now. I'm going to keep it on you, and you're going to get moving.
All right, Faraday. But if I go out into the rain without my coat, get wet, and die of pneumonia before you can send me to the electric chair, you'll be sorry.
Yeah, I'm practically crying.
I'll get your handkerchief.
Get going, Blackie.
You first?
You first. I've got my gun sticking right in your back.
A little higher, Faraday, and move it up and down a little bit. Oh, I like that.
I said move.
All right, I'm moving.
You're pretty helpless when I don't give you a chance to pull one of your tricks, aren't you? Come on, move. This is one time you're not getting away.
I figure this is one time he is.
Well.
Drop your gun, copper. What's sticking in your bag ain't no tootsie roll.
Okay, I dropped it.
That's the way to keep living, copper.
Well, Blackie, I guess you win. But you have to have help from one of your pals.
I've never seen this guy before in my life.
What?
And I don't want you turning around to look at me, copper. I think you could use some sleep.
Look, if you think I'm...
Well, I appreciate your motives, pal, but aren't your methods a little rough? The inspector's head isn't as hard as it looks.
He'll sleep it off.
But when he wakes up, he won't laugh it off. Thanks, though.
I didn't slug that copper to do you any favors, Blackie. Let's go.
Where to?
I figure maybe you'd like a little ride in the country.
A ride in the country? That's good for the health, I hear.
Yeah, generally. What's going to happen to you is going to make a monkey out of whoever said that.
My, my, what a lovely day for a ride in the country.
Enjoy yourself while you can. When you find out who I am and why I want you, you won't be so happy.
How long do I have to wait for that exciting news?
When we get to where we're going.
You're sure we're going to get there?
Look, Blackie, you might as well know it now. I can look in that rearview mirror, too. I see your pal Shorty following us.
Oh, well, in that case, this is getting to be a little serious.
I saw Shorty behind us the minute we pulled away from your apartment. He's just driven up. I'll take care of him.
What now, pal?
See that little village up ahead?
Yeah.
When we get into it, I'm going to stop. Your pal Shorty's going to stop, too, a block behind us. He'll figure he's playing it smart.
So?
So I was going to pick up a couple of friends of mine in the village. But I'll send them back to ride with your pal Shorty instead.
And then?
Then we'll have Shorty join us at my place. It's going to be a nice little party.
A party, huh? Well, why don't we go back to my apartment first and make this sort of a progressive party?
Don't worry, Blackie. I'm making all the progress I need.
Brother.
Oh. Hey, Blackie. Blackie, are you all right?
I think so, Shorty. I think so.
Yeah. Hey, boss, where are we? It's so dark, I can't see nothing but nothing.
In a room in a farmhouse, Shorty.
Hey, boss, that pop in the head they gave me must have paralyzed me. I can't move nothing.
You're probably tied up, Shorty. I am.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can feel the ropes. Oh, that's different, yeah. Oh, I feel better.
Whoever these mugs are, they certainly don't know who I am. I'll have us under these ropes so fast it'll make your head...
Hey, boss. The guy what brung you out, he... You don't know who he is?
I didn't ask him.
He's whiny scamming. No nice guy.
Oh, I should have guessed that. He's after the Worthington pearls.
Well, sure he is, Blackie. He knew Duke Butcher stole them. Maybe he knew Butcher unloaded them on me, and that I gave them to you.
That's fine.
Gee, Blackie, I'm sure sorry I let Scanlon's hood grab me. I was following you, so maybe I could give you some help.
Well, we'll get out of here somehow, Shorty. Uh-oh. Here comes Scanlon.
Hey, boss, if you can, I think you better give him the pearls.
I
Whitey
can't
Scanlon
give him...
is well known by one off, and I can't what he does to a guy.
I can't give him the pearls, Shorty.
Why not?
I'll tell you later.
Why didn't you tell him later?
A bedtime story, Scanlon.
Hope your boys don't mind the dark.
Well, we can see if it isn't bad.
Still a wise guy, ain't you, Blackie?
Big boys with little guns don't frighten me, Scanlon.
Oh, Shorty told you who I am, huh?
And I know what you want, too. The Worthington Pearl.
You give up quicker than I thought you would. Hand him over, I'll let you go.
I can't do it.
Look, I know you haven't.
And what if I don't?
Well, we'll see how your pal Shorty here looks in black and blue.
I don't let him scare you with that, boss. I don't bruise so easy.
Gonna hand over the pearls, Blackie?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe if I kick Shorty around a little, it'll help you to find out.
I owe you one for that, Scanlon. And believe me, I'll pay you off. But don't kick him again.
That didn't hurt me none, boss. Don't tell him nothing.
You better tell me everything, Blackie. The next one will hurt.
Okay, Scanlon. I'll tell you where the pearls are, but... You'll have to worry about how to get them.
Where are they?
At police headquarters.
You're lying.
Blackie, you said Inspector Friday didn't find
them. He didn't, Shorty. Before he got around to searching my raincoat, I sneaked the pearls into the tobacco jar in Inspector Faraday's desk.
Okay, Blackie, you put them in police headquarters, now you get them out.
I can't. If I show my face in police headquarters, I'll be looking through bars for the next 10 years.
Then figure out a way for me to get them out of Faraday's tobacco jar. I got to work on Shorty again.
I'm kicked, boss. Nothing you can do.
Wait a minute. You're from out of town, aren't you, Scanlon?
Somewhat.
So I don't think Faraday knows you, does he?
I'm not known to the cops anywhere. I'm too smart.
Good.
Yeah?
You can walk into Faraday's office and walk out again, can't you?
Sure.
Then you can go for the pearls yourself.
Now, how much sense does that make? I walk into a guy's office, reach into his tobacco jar, walk out again, he doesn't suspect anything. I thought you were smart, Blackie.
I'll tell you how you can get into Faraday's tobacco jar without raising suspicion.
It better be good. I think you stole it.
Go down to see Faraday and tell him you know where I am. That should make him your buddy. But to prove you know me, mention that I like to smoke his special tobacco in my pipe. And
then I want to try some too, huh?
Isn't that simple?
Yeah, that ought to do it.
If you play up the angle that I always did smoke his tobacco in my pipe.
That sounds good.
It's perfect. All you do then is reach inside his tobacco jar, fill your pipe, and palm the pearls.
Okay, Blackie, but you better be on the level about this. If I'm not back inside of 2 hours, my pals have got orders what to do with you.
Uh-oh. What kind of orders, Scanlon, old pal?
I'll tell you what kind of orders, Shorty. And I'll also tell you all the good jokes I know, so we can die laughing.
So, you're the famous Inspector Faraday I heard so much about. I'm glad to know you.
Glad to know you, Scanlon. Especially if you know where I can find Boston Blackie.
Well, I don't know exactly, Inspector Faraday, but I have a rough idea.
I'll give it to me and I'll smooth it out.
I saw Blackie's car turn into a side road off Harrison Pike, 10 miles north of the city limit.
How do you know it was Blackie's car?
Oh, I know Blackie pretty well.
How well?
I used to be a friend of his.
Well, as long as you just used to be, okay.
The road Blackie turned into goes dead end into the river, Inspector. I think you might catch it.
Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Blackie told me once how much he liked your pipe tobacco.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, I'm a nut on good pipe tobacco myself. You mind if I try a pipe for you?
No, help yourself, Tim. I've laid off smoking my pipe for a couple of weeks. Here, the tobacco's in this jar.
Oh, thanks. Oh, great aroma. Hey, Inspector. What's that out in the street there? The beginning of a brawl?
Huh? Where? I don't see anything.
Those kids, they're screaming at each other.
Oh, they're not doing anything wrong. They're just playing a new game.
A new game? Screaming at each other?
Yeah. They call it Blackie Faraday.
I never heard of it.
You want a light?
I have one, thanks.
How do you like it?
Oh, that's fine, fine. Blackie certainly knew what he was talking about.
Yeah, he usually does. But don't ever tell him I said so.
Nah. So long, Inspector. And when you catch Blackie, tell him I kind of like your tobacco jar. It had something different in it.
Blackie, Scanlon said his hoods were going to bump us if he wasn't back in 2 hours. Is it 2 hours yet?
No, Shorty, I don't think so. Oh, there must be a way out of here.
Yeah, but where, boss? There ain't no windows, the door's locked. Scanlon's hoods are right outside.
Oh, I could get through the locked door, all right, but I don't know how to get through Scanlon's men without a gun.
Oh, boss, somebody's opened the door.
Oh, I hear.
Boss, it's Scanlon.
Hello, Blackie.
Did you get the pearls, Scanlon?
Yeah, I got the pearls. Thanks a lot. I sure hate to double-cross a guy who was on the level with me, Blackie, but this is business. Don't move, either one of you. I'll have to let you have it right now.
Hey, boss, he's got a gun.
Don't worry, Shorty. He won't use it. He'll turn us over to his pals.
They do all my killing for me. They're trying to make a living.
Well, I just put him out of business.
What? Right,
Inspector Faraday.
Hey, Blackie, the joint's full of cops.
All right, Scanlon, drop that gun or I'll drop you.
Okay, okay.
Faraday, for once in my life, I'm glad to see you. And for once in my life, I'm not kidding.
Why did you follow me here, copy? You don't have anything on me.
You'll get answers from me, Scanlon, when I get through with questions of my own. Take him down to headquarters, Rollins.
You can't arrest
him. Take him away, Rollins. Give him a hand, Thompson.
Look, I want to be booked right away.
Wait a minute, Faraday.
Don't you give me orders, Blackie.
That's right, Faraday. Don't listen to him. I'm ready to go.
Don't take Scanlon away just yet.
Hold it a minute, boys.
Faraday, why did you follow Scanlon?
Well, I'm not so dumb, Blackie. I knew Scanlon was up to something when he said you like my pipe tobacco. You don't smoke a pipe.
Now he tells you.
Faraday, you're wonderful. Scanlon is the playful little fellow who tapped you on the head when you were taking me to headquarters for the murder of Duke Butcher. Scanlon killed Butcher.
You can't prove that.
Oh, yes, I can. Duke Butcher was in my apartment looking for the Worthington pearls, which he'd stolen and then planted on Shorty.
What?
Let me finish before you start making arrests, Inspector.
Come on, let me up, will you?
Scanlon was trying to hijack the pearls from Butcher. That's why he followed him to my apartment.
Blackie, this better be good.
This is very bad, Inspector. Because Scanlon found Butcher tied up the way Shorty and I left him and killed him. When Butcher insisted, he didn't know who had the pearls.
That's crazy.
Just how crazy do you think it is, Inspector?
Well, I don't know. If Scanlon killed Butcher because he didn't have the pearls, who has them now?
Scanlon.
That's
huh?
Mine.
Scanlon has the pearls. Here, I'll show you.
I'll search him myself, Blackie. Hold him, boys.
All right.
Now, Blackie, if this is another one of your...
Well, I'll
That's
be...
That's not a string of popcorn you're pulling out of Scanlon's pocket, Faraday.
The Worthington pearls. If Scanlon didn't get these from Butcher, where did he get them?
From the tobacco jar in your office.
What? How'd they get there?
I put them there, Inspector, just before you searched me.
You let me chase all over town for these pearls when all the time they were in the tobacco jar on my desk?
That's right, Faraday. Put that in your pipe, but don't smoke it.
J. Graham, author of the Web Surfer series, oh, and A Madam's Wife. You're listening to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio.
Welcome back. The whole part about the two kids playing Blackie and Faraday, I thought was very cute. Though, to be honest, my little brother and I played Blackie and Faraday all the time without having heard of Boston Blackie. That just tends to be something kids do on their own. And Frank Lovejoy continues his run as the villain of nearly every episode. We will get to hear Lovejoy in something a little bit different on Sunday, as we're going to be hearing a preview for Nightbeat, which will be coming this fall. All right, well, that'll actually do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar. And next Thursday, another episode with Boston Blackie. In the meanwhile, send your comments to box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook. Facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.